In today's gospel, we read, "If anyone desires to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Whoever desires to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their lives for my sake will find it." Hello again. With the words, Warnesville, Pennsylvania, in the novitiate of St. Isaac Jogues, August 27, 1977, I concluded my vows statement as a Jesuit. This statement signified that I was no longer a novice, for I had become a vowed Jesuit scholastic, having promised to live permanently the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. In that domestic chapel, on that August occasion, 19 other men pronounced the same vows. Hundreds did it there before us, and dozens would do so after us, before the novitiate of St. Isaac Jogues moved to Syracuse, New York, in the early 1990s. Proclaiming the date and the location in the novitiate of St. Isaac Jogues was profoundly symbolic for each one of us. For just a few words from the altar where we knelt and pronounced our vows was the huge banner of St. Isaac Jogues and his martyred companions. It was the banner which hung at the Vatican in 1930, at the canonization of these North American saints. Today, October 19th, is their feast. It is indeed a special day to every one of us who lived 2 years at the novitiate of St. Isaac Jogues in Wintersville, where we discerned our vocations as fledgling Jesuits. Allow me to provide a short bio of St. Isaac Jogues and his martyred companions. Between 1642 and 1649, eight men were martyred by members of the Mohawk and Iroquois tribes. Three of them, Isaac Jogues, Rene Goupil, and John Lalande, were tomahawked to death at Auriesville, New York. The other five died in Canada. They were Anthony Daniel, Gabriel Lalemant, Charles Gagnier, Noel Chabanet, and Jean Brebeuf. Each of them, in their own way, labored tirelessly to bring the message of Jesus Christ to the indigenous peoples of what is now New York State near Syracuse and southern Canada near Toronto. They are greatly revered for their labors, planted the seeds of faith to the peoples of that region. Next to today's homily, you may find two links to describe the martyrs in Auriesville, New York, and in Midland, Canada. Now, today's first reading implies their heroic witness as we read, quote, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every sin." Isaac Jogues and his companions represent as a great cloud of witnesses, as they were the first martyrs of the North American continent officially recognized by the Church. Jogues himself was well known in France, as his letters and journals tell how he and his companions were led from village to village, how they were beaten, tortured, and forced to watch as their Huron converts were mangled and killed. As a young Jesuit, Isaac Jogues was a man of learning and culture, taught literature in France. He gave up that career to work among the Huron Indians in the New World. In 1636, he and his companions, under the leadership of Jean de Brebeuf, arrived in Quebec. The Hurons were constantly warred upon by the Iroquois, and in a few years, Father Jogues was captured and imprisoned, but an unexpected chance for escape came to him through the Dutch, and he returned to France, bearing the marks of his sufferings. Several fingers had been cut, chewed, or burned off. Pope Urban VIII gave him permission to offer Mass with his mutilated hands, as, quote, "It would be shameful that a martyr of Christ not be allowed to drink the blood of Christ," said Urban. Welcomed home as a hero, Father Jogues might have sat back, thanked God for his safe return, and died peacefully in his homeland. But his zeal led him back once more to the fulfillment of his dreams. In a few months, Jogues sailed for his mission back among the Hurons. In 1646, Jogues and Jean Lalande, who had offered his services to the missioners, set out for Iroquois country in the belief that a recently signed peace treaty would be observed. But they were captured by a Mohawk war party, and on October 18th, Father Jogues was tomahawked and beheaded. Joan LaLanne was killed the next day at Arsenon, a village near Albany, New York. The first of the Jesuit missionaries to be martyred was René Goupil, who with LaLanne had offered his services as what we call as an oblate, sort of a volunteer. He was tortured with jokes back in 1642 and was tomahawked for having made the sign of the cross on the brow of some children. Father Anthony Daniel, working among the Hurons who were gradually becoming Christian, was killed by Iroquois on July 4, 1648. His body was thrown into his chapel, which was set on fire. Jean de Brebeuf came to Canada at the age of 32 and labored there for 24 years. He went back to France when the English captured Quebec in 1629 and expelled the Jesuits. But Brebeuf returned to his mission 4 years later. Although medicine men blamed the Jesuits for a smallpox epidemic among the Hurons, Jean remained with them. He composed catechisms and a dictionary in Huron language and saw 7,000 converted before his death in 1649. Having been captured by the Iroquois at Santa Marie near Georgian Bay, Canada, Father Brebeuf died after 4 hours of extreme torture. Incidentally, in one of his letters, Brebeuf noticed the Hurons playing a game with a ball and a stick shaped like a bishop's crozier, which in French is the word La Crosse. Yes, folks, you might say that Jean Brebeuf is the patron saint of the game of La Crosse. Meanwhile, Gabriel Lalemant had taken a fourth vow to sacrifice his life for the Native Americans. He was horribly tortured to death along with Father Brebeuf. Father Charles Gagnier was shot to death in 1649 as he baptized children and catechumens during an Iroquois attack. Father Noel Chabonnet also was killed in 1649 before he could answer his recall to France. He had found it exceedingly hard to adapt to mission life. He could not learn the language, and the food and life of the Indians revolted him. Plus, he suffered spiritual dryness during his whole stay in Canada. Yet, he made a vow to remain in his mission until death. In conclusion, I should note that the heroic example of St. Isaac Jogues and his companions and other Jesuit martyrs were part of the novitiate training of my fellow Jesuit novices back in the early 1970s. Indeed, a few months before we pronounced our vows, Jesuit Father Rutilio Grande was martyred in El Salvador. And some years later, six of his Jesuit companions were murdered at the University of Central America. And there have been more since then. Indeed, just a few months ago in July in Mexico, two of our fellow Jesuits were killed. These heroic examples continue to inspire us as we aspire to live the life of Christ Jesus, which when we once pronounced and concluded our vows at Warnersville, Pennsylvania, in the novitiate of St. Isaac Jogues, August 27, 1977.